Track 8, Hearts and Crafts. A labour of love in every sense, Blended Monkey is a business that blends creativity with rehabilitation, as Sarah Harris discovers.
Husband and wife team Simon and Louise Taggart are driven by a passion to make a difference. Pouring their heart and soul into all aspects of their business, they've harnessed their respective talents for a wider cause. Located at the couple's home in Upwell on the Norfolk-Cambridgeshire border, the business is twofold. Blended Monkey is a wood-turning workshop and a pottery studio, which offers one-to-one tuition and paired classes delivered by woodturner Simon and ceramicist Louise. Crafter's Retreat is a more recent addition, a two-berth log cabin at the bottom of the couple's large garden, welcoming craft enthusiasts to an environment that breeds creativity. Louise, who was born in Ely, says, Blended Monkey was set up in 2012 when we focused on making our own woodwork and ceramics. The name originates from a cocktail of the same name that I used to drink when I lived in Germany for many years. We felt it was the perfect fit to explain the merging of our two artistic disciplines. Handcrafted bespoke gifts, artwork and collections using wood, clay and silk are the couple's forte. However, what's most endearing is Simon and Louise's foray into creative therapy, providing tailored sessions and a place to stay for those less able, including victims of brain trauma. We branched into tuition 4 years ago, which started off as a gift experiences, and it was through our teaching that we met Bruce, explains Louise. Bruce had a stroke 8 years ago following an operation as a result of an industrial accident. He lost full use of his right side and his speech was impacted too. His wife contacted us when they began to rehabilitate him, and he now comes to us every 2 weeks with his support worker. Bruce, who was a cabinet maker and sculptor, has made much progress since he began his sessions with Louise and Simon. The Blended Monkey workshop allows him to relax and harness his creativity once again, whilst providing a method of rehabilitation that works in tandem with his regular physiotherapy. He does wood turning in the morning with Simon, and in the afternoon, after lunch, Bruce does pottery with me, continues Louise. Our sessions have evolved and developed over the years. Conversation has a big part to play during his time with us too, offering a form of speech therapy. Bruce has good days and bad days. He takes a long time to say what he wants to say and uses drawings to help him communicate. We're patient and sit, talk and have a laugh. And we've seen a drastic improvement in Bruce. He now has a workshop at home and we've been invited to his house to advise on the best way to set it up. Since Louise and Simon started seeing results in Bruce, it became apparent that their work could be extended to those others with brain disorders and physical issues, such as balance and coordination. Louise says, when our clients get their hands in clay or try wood turning, their mind can switch off and their brain acts in a different way. It's been a learning process for us, but word has spread and we've recently been approached by a care association on behalf of a lady with Alzheimer's disease who could also benefit from our work. Children with autism, assisted by their parents, are also among Louise and Simon's clientele, as well as teenagers and adults with PTSD, depression, anxiety and other mental health issues. Louise and Simon are strong supporters of the mental health charity Mind and welcome a vast spectrum of cases. Louise recalls one client who developed Tourette's syndrome and suffered from fits because of anxiety. The level of severity is wide-ranging, which can prove testing, but the reward of improvement and progression in their clients far outweighs any challenge that the couple faces. As well as the creative therapy sessions offered by Blended Monkey, Crafter's Retreat provides a quiet, secluded place for guests to stay overnight should they wish. As Louise summarises, it all works hand in hand. Described on the Blended Monkey website as a self-contained safe haven and designed with a focus on mindfulness, well-being and calm, the cabin is fully equipped with a cosy sleeping space, kitchen area, hot tub and outdoor fire pit. There's a private knot garden where visitors can sit and unwind, and the space is also accessible for wheelchair users. With Wi-Fi and a selection of books, board games and art supplies readily available, and discounted pottery and wood-turning workshops a short stroll away, guests need not travel far from this little hub of tranquility. While Louise and Simon's workspace is also their home, they've ventured further afield in recent years through their involvement with various community projects. In conjunction with the CP Learning Trust, a not-for-profit charitable organisation that works with disadvantaged communities, Louise recently attended The Secret Garden in Wisbeach to teach a creative pottery workshop. The aim was to share her skills and knowledge with those who might not be able to afford such an experience, in turn providing an opportunity that would otherwise be unavailable to them. Louise and Simon also delivered a talk at Hickathrift House Care Home in Marshland St James, where they discussed and demonstrated their work. Between these projects and their day-to-day business, Louise and Simon are always busy. However, the plans for the future of Blended Monkey continue apace, with its group experience provision set to grow. Louise explains, "Last year was the first year that we hosted larger group workshops elsewhere, as we don't have the space to accommodate them in our home. We want to develop that further and broaden our reach. We'd also love to do more work with the CP Learning Trust. There are also plans for creative therapy in the pipeline. We've approached some more care associations and we want to get right to the source within mental health units, which we can work alongside. People in these situations and their families often don't know where to turn, what to do or where to start. Our one-to-one and paired tuition is perfect for these people, as they usually don't want to be part of a big group." Although Louise and Simon's journey is far from complete, Blended Monkey is going from strength to strength. Indeed, what seems to underlie the creative duo's success so far is a determination to use their skill sets in a more fulfilling and life-affirming way, and it is their sensitivity, adaptability and patience with their clients that has earned them the reputation they deserve. Louise adds, "We're a calm, approachable and take every case in our stride. It's hard work, but it is great fun." For more information on Blended Monkey or Crafters Retreat, visit blendedmonkey.co.uk or craftersretreat.co.uk.